And we're back in on regional radio. We're speaking to Brian Wallen. He was the head coach of Central Softball for quite a while there. He is now transitioning to be the new head coach at Farmington for the same softball program. So, Coach, you make the move here, and I understand, you know, you want to clear up that the move wasn't made because you wanted to leave Central for Farmington necessarily. When Central switched seasons, you knew that you needed to be available to go watch your daughter Kimmy play in the springtime, and since Central switched from the fall to the spring, you knew you weren't going to be able to do that, so you kind of notified Central a long time ago that you wouldn't be coaching them anymore once Kimmy started playing at the collegiate level. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, and it, they knew, like I told them at the point, I think it's probably what's best for our school. It's a switch to the spring, but it wasn't what was best for me personally because I knew I would have to get out of coaching when she graduated because I was not going to miss her playing her college career. So it just kind of happened that, you know, they knew that was going to be the case. And I was looking, still have a passion for coaching softball, love the game, and just felt like I still needed to coach. And one, I had a desire to coach, but hadn't really planned on this happening. I was actually going to I've been coaching football. There's not a football opening at Central, so I was going to actually officiate some football. That was kind of my next step to make some money in the fall. And then found out that, you know, Coach Albee resigned at Farmington and was contacted to see if I would be interested in that. And went through the process of doing interviews and things and ended up getting the job. So I think God had a lot of planning there that took place. Things just kind of fell into place. And just excited about the new opportunity, but very thankful for both schools being able to work it out.
And before we get to how you're feeling about the Farmington job here, talk about a little bit some of your fondest memories you'll have from Central. And just, you know, you made a lot happen there while you were there. What will you remember most?
I kind of remember it all. I mean, we in I guess 98 99, we were part of starting the program out. I think St. Jen was the only team around here that had a team. We were came the next year, and then Farmington came a couple of years later. So it was it's neat to see how it's all transitioned from, you know, people that and athletes that didn't really know how to play the fast pitch game to being, you know, very recognized throughout the state of having a very strong area. So it's just, that's neat to see, and just the leaps and bounds that we've come since then, you know, of kids, again, playing slow pitch softball and transitioning to fast pitch to now having kids going to play college ball at all levels, JUCO and Division I, II, III. It's just neat to see. But I'd say mostly the relationships with the kids and you know, even the fact that, like this year, I have at Central, I had an assistant coach and I had three volunteer assistants, and all of them were former players, either for baseball or softball. So that's what it's about. It's building relationships and then seeing them being able to turn around and build more relationship with kids in the future.
As far as how things went in your last year here at Central, you had a fantastic season, state ranked and all that. But you did miss out on coaching Kimmy one last time due to injury. I know that probably had to hurt a little bit.
It did. It was very tough emotionally on our whole family. You know, you look at it from a dad's side, being able to coach her and been doing that all the way up. And she's been a part of our program of keeping the book. And even in baseball, she was a manager when she was 5 or 6 years old. And then also from the coaching point of it, from that point of it on our team, you lose an all-state pitcher who's, you know, has a career average of over .550 that, you know, is going to get on base 2 or 3 times a game, steal 2 or 3 bases, and probably have, you know, 8 or 9 strikeouts a game. When you lose that out of your lineup, it's tough. And we had some kids that early in the season, freshmen, sophomores, had to step up into the pitching lineup that maybe weren't quite ready. That's why we were 4-4 at one point. But really took hold of things, and I think that's great things for the future because of what happened. And again, I think things happen for a reason, but with Kimmy getting hurt, that prepared the Central program for some great things to come.
Well, Coach, now you move on to Farmington, and we'll transition there next. How do you feel about how things are going in the early stages? I know you've had some meetings with them, and you know you've got a chance to meet some of the players and different people at Farmington. How do you feel like things are going at this juncture?
I think they're going pretty well. Met with some team. We organized some team captains, had some team meetings. We're organizing fundraising things. Everything takes money. Looking to getting some new uniforms and different things. So it is a transition. It's different. I grew up and went to school at Central. Been coaching there 24 years. So to have this change is going to be very different. But in ways, it's kind of exciting. especially being able just to continue coaching softball. My goal is that when I retire is to coach at the college level. So it's neat that I get to be able to stay in the game and do those things. And going to a different program and trying to implement some of the things that we've done to be successful. I think the kids are already buying into things, and we're just excited about what's to come.
So, Coach, now your schedule's pretty set for this next year. In the fall, you get to coach Farmington softball, and then in the spring, you get to go watch Kimmy Wallen play at SEMO, of course, your daughter there. And she's going to be out there, and are you going to kind of be planning on traveling to all of her games? Is that what your plan is, or is it just the home games? What are you planning on doing there?
We're planning on going everywhere we can. I've already talked to our school district, knows that I'll be taking some personal days, which I have in my docket anyway, but we're planning on going everywhere we can. We even went this past weekend, SEMO played, made the NCAA tournament. We went down to the regionals in Ole Miss to be a part of it. So their team is improved so much, set records for wins, and got a lot of kids coming back. So we're excited about it. She committed her freshman year, so we've been a part of the SEMO family, softball family, for a while. And now to really be in the midst of it, it's exciting, and we're looking forward to watching her.
And do you sense she's recovering well from her injury and is ready to make an impact her freshman year over there at SEMO?
I think so. I think she started running a couple weeks ago. We're hoping that she's being released to play, to actually play ball this summer, into June, early July. And then, they say it usually takes about a year to get full recovery. So that'll get her in plenty of time for the spring season. A lot of people we've talked to, and especially kids that have strong work ethic like she does, they come back faster. So that's exciting because, her speed's one of her main things. So if she can come back even where she was, would be great. But if she can come back faster, that's just only going to help at this next level.
That's awesome, Coach. Well, we appreciate you coming in and joining us here in studio. We appreciate the time, and we wish you the best of luck, both for you at Farmington and for Kimmy over there at SEMO.
All right, thank you very much.
And that was the new head coach of the Farmington softball program, Brian Wallen, joining us here on Regional Radio.